What up, what up? It's your girl, Taz Angel, and I'm back to bring you Elevated Sweets Radio, Lock Diaries Edition. I almost can't even believe that I'm here talking about this topic. I'm one of the last people who would ever decide to lock their hair, but here I am. This series will provide more insight as to why I decided to lock my hair and various things I encounter along my journey. Enjoy! This episode is sponsored by Elevated Sweets Investors Community, which is designed to empower Black and Brown people to build financial wealth together. Join the movement now by going to www.investorscommunity.us. Dear Diary, it's December 4th and I want to lock my hair so freaking bad. Oh my gosh. Once I make a decision about something, I'm like full throttle in that direction and I want to get it done. So I made the decision to lock my hair about a week ago. So it hasn't even been that long. And even 7 days ago, I was ready to lock my hair. Now, I'm not going to lock my hair for the next couple of weeks. So some people might be curious as to why that is. And it's actually for a couple of different reasons, super off topic things. First reason, I'm gonna go floating this weekend. It's Friday. So on Sunday, I'm planning on going floating, which is basically me laying in water for an hour. I don't wanna put my locks in, have my hair unraveled that way. And then next Friday, I'm going to Kalahari, which is one of the world's largest indoor water park. So I'm gonna have fun and be all up in that water. So I'm not gonna be able to do it. So it's gonna take me a little while for me to get my locks in, and then I have to actually find a day for me to sit down and do my two-strand twist. So between now and the end of the year is my goal of when I plan to put my locks in. I also want to take my time and make sure that my parting pattern is on point. Flawless, make sure that's exactly how I want it. Everything's falling how I want it. It's the size that I want. It's so much care that I'm trying to take in the beginning, because like I'm doing it myself. So if somebody was professional and you go to somebody and they're like, hey, do my locks, they already know what to do. You tell them, and I don't even know what I want. So it's hard for them to know what to do even for me, because I'm still trying to decide. So I'm just trying to really weigh what's important to me and just kind of set things up in my journey prior to me starting, so that way I'm good to go. So I don't want to go to the salon, have my stylist put in my twist, and then I'm going to Kalahari and then my twists are coming out the next day, you know, and I only had it in for a week. So no, I want my hair to lock. I want it to lock successfully, and I don't want to mess with it. I want to really leave it alone and let it do its thing. So, oh my gosh, I can't wait. I want to lock my hair right now, but patience is a virtue, and I know that this is going to be worth the wait. The more research that I do, the better my locks are going to come out. So I'm really excited. Stay tuned for more. So I know a lot of people might be curious as to why somebody starts their locks, and everybody's journey is different. So the reason why I start my locks could be completely different from the next, and vice versa. So my journey really has a lot to do with my natural hair growth in general. So I've been natural for about 6 years or so at this point. And similarly to when I was relaxed, my hair kind of hit a plateau. Like, my hair definitely grew when I decided to be natural. I kind of, I didn't do a big chop. I did kind of like a medium chop. I definitely had plenty of hair. It wasn't all the way as a TWA, but it was definitely way shorter than I have ever had it, you know, before. So my hair grew pretty quick, but it's like at a certain point, like when it gets to my shoulders, it just plateaus. It just stops growing as much. So I swear my decisions be so sporadic sometimes. I just like wake up and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do this as long as it aligns with something that I want for the future. So I obviously am no stranger to locks. I'm very, very familiar with locks. I actually love locks on other people. I typically said no, I would never get locks, because anyone who does know me knows I change my hair all the time. If you know, see me throughout the year, whatever how many of her times that was, my hair was different each one of those times. So for me, it was a versatility issue. I'm like, I like doing so much with my hair. I like changing my hair up and, you know, having different styles and such like that. So I was automatically kind of not ever really considering locks. But now I'm at a point where I'm just looking for something different, and not necessarily with my hair, but more so just a lifestyle change. And I'm not entirely sure that this is going to be a lifestyle change in the way that I expect. I don't really have any expectations, but what I am trying to say is the main reason for me deciding to lock my hair is so that my hair can grow. I want my hair to get longer than my shoulders. I know that it can. My hair grows really fast. Like, that's one of the reasons why I change my hair so much, because as soon as I do a style, you know, a couple weeks later, my hair's already grown out to a point where I'm just ready to redo it. Or, you know, I don't like it as much as I liked it when I had it fresh. But anyways, I want my hair to have some retention. I want to level my hair a little bit better, because I kind of just did crochet braids and just threw it up and was like, yeah, it's going to do what it do. And that is a protective hairstyle. However, what I was doing in between my crochets was not protecting my hair. And that's just how I detangled my hair, making sure that I get my hair trimmed and cut every 6 months, which that is extremely important. That is extremely important, because if you're not trimming your hair, you are damaging it. And that's just pinpoint and blank. Any hairstylist is going to tell you that. And let me tell you, I'm one of those people who try to avoid getting my hair trimmed as much as possible. But what I realize is when I have my hair trimmed, I have way less breakage and my hair is overall just in a healthier state. So if you are rocking your natural fro, make sure that you're getting your regular trims. But yeah, so my main reason is for retention of my hair. And I don't want to do my hair anymore, if I'm being honest. I would love to have a break and, you know, maybe do it every month to 2 months, which is what I do now anyway, but I still have to maintain that more than what locks are. I have like a no itch spray and then some oil that I put on a daily basis. After that, I'm done. You know, it's like a shake and go. My locks are going to be the locks. So those are my main two reasons for why I decided to lock my hair. When installing locks, there are so many different methods that are out there. And I'm not like I'm overwhelmed, but I think I am a little overwhelmed, because before doing my research, I might not have thought that there were as many options to lock your hair. After further research, I have found the method that I think is going to work the best for me. And I will reveal that in just a few moments, so you're just going to have to stay tuned. But right now, I'm just going to go through the various different options that I found. And then after I reveal, I will go into why I decided to choose that. So the first way to lock your hair is freeform locks, which is what like somebody like The Weeknd has. you just don't do anything to your hair, and then your hair locks how it locks, and that's just it. you don't really have any control over how many locks, what they look like, the shape and such like that. So that is one option. The other option is coils. So you just coil your hair, and then you would just basically do retwists anytime your hair grows out. The next installation method is going to be the two-strand twist method. And with this method, you can do the retwist as well, the palm rolling, just the palm rolling. And then the next method is going to be box braids. And maybe not box braids is not the right term, because that usually alludes to adding hair, but just the individuals, instead of doing the two-strand twist, you're doing individual braids. If you let your hair grow out that way, your hair will lock as well. Some people do it that way. And then the last method that I'm aware of is the interlocking method. And that's typically used with sister and brother locks, which those are my favorite, hands down. If I had the patience, if I had the money to throw, I don't want to say throw away because you're not really throwing it away, but if I had the money to just leisurely spend on sister locks, I think I would, and the time, the money and the time, I would totally do it. Those are my favorite locks. Okay. So there's pros and cons to all of these methods. First of all, freeform, not doing it. It's just not my thing. If it's something that excites you, everybody has their own path. Everybody's going to walk their own path. So do whatever makes you happy. For me, that's not going to work for me. I work in a corporate job, and I do care about my appearance just a little bit. Maybe not a lot, because I'm not vain, but I do have a standard and a level that I hold myself to, and that freeform locks does not fit under that umbrella for me. So that is a no. And then the next, with the coils, I think this could be a good method. However, for me, I don't think this would be a good method, because I feel like it kind of makes me think of the freeform locks. Like, you coil it and they're together, but as it grows over time, you know, the locks unravel and there's not really much structure, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So when you have the coils, although that's a great way to lock, and actually probably quicker than doing two strand or braids, it's just not something that I could see me maintaining over a long period of time. So then the two-strand twist, that's actually an option, one that I'm strongly considering. So that's definitely easy for me. I can do that myself, or I can go to my stylist and have her install my twists, and then I can do my retightening. So that definitely is a strong option for me. The braids, I'm going to say no. I don't know. I think I just like the way the twists look, and my twists are bouncy, and you know, when I twist my hair, I like it better when it's twisted versus when I just do like individual braids. So I think it would be the same and true for the locks. So that's just not a look I'm going for. And then the interlocking method, which they use a tool for this method, and it basically is knotting the hair to the root, which, like I said, is one of my favorite methods, because you don't have to worry about how I mentioned with the coils of the locks coming together. And I mean, if you don't do anything with it over a long period of time, sure, but you know, not after a month. You don't have to worry about them coming together. You don't even have to worry about your edges. Like, if you get your new growth and you get it retightened, you don't even have to worry about that coming undone, because, you know, I like to swim with working out and sweating and stuff like that. If you just do palm rolls within a week, you know, your shit is back to looking, you know, like it got some new growth, which isn't a bad thing. Some people like that look, but I just really like the clean look of sister locks. So now, after I did all that talking, how am I planning on installing my locks? Now, this is prior to me actually installing them, so it'll be interesting to come back on here to hear what I actually did. So, drum roll, please. So, I'm going to do the two-string twist. Super anticlimactic. But what I will tell you is how I... So, I'm going to do the two-strand twist because I mentioned I do my own hair. So, I have the patience to do two-strand twists in my hair. I've done it before. When I retighten my twists, or when I retighten my locks after about a month or so, I'm going to immediately jump into the interlocking method. So... I'll have the two-strand twist just as my starter locks, but as soon as I'm ready to retighten, I'm going to be looking to do that interlocking method. And the reason why I'm doing it so soon is because I want my locks to be consistent in the shape and the way that they grow. So when you change methods, you know, going from the twist, the palm rolling, to the interlocking and such like that, it's doable. I've seen people's locks that have done it, and it's very minor. Like, everybody has a personal journey and relationship with their locks, but I feel like I'm in a position to really take care and due diligence of the type of locks that I want. So as I retighten, I'm going to do interlocking, which is going to it's going to make my locks take longer to grow. But guess what? Soon as I retighten them, I don't have to worry about it for another month. 2 months. So for me, that's the best option. So prior to, that's my decision. We'll see what happens when I actually install. Dear Diary, it's December 16th, 12 days after my first entry. And guess what? I still want to lock my hair. And more than ever, in the last 12 days, I've come across so many other people's stories, particularly ones that I'm closer with that have just started their lock journey. So I might end up getting some of them on my podcast in the coming weeks. But let me just tell you, like, the anticipation to put these damn locks in is ridiculous. Like, I just want it to be done already. I want to start the process, because the thing is, once I lock my hair, that's only the beginning. There's so much more that happens along the lines after I've installed my locks, and I just want to start the process, you know. So I'm super anxious, but the good news is it's right around the corner. Next week is when I plan to lock my hair. As a matter of fact, it's Wednesday. So on Monday, I plan to start the process. So by the end of the year, I will have a final update of what my install looks like. And then starting 2021, I will be providing my listeners with monthly updates on how it's going. And I'll bring in other people who have seasoned locks, some people who've had locks for 10 years or so, and then others who have just started their journey just like me, and getting a little bit more insight as to why they started their journey and the method that they chose, because each one of those people's locks looks different. Each one of them have started their journey at a different phase, and it's kind of exciting. And this is a whole world, new world that I'm tapping into. As far as wanting to know the details about, because if you look at people's locks, you can tell that there are many, many differences. Even with me going into the different installation methods, you can tell that there are differences in which the locks can look, but how they mature over that time period is really the beautifulness of the journey. So I plan to capture all of that in my next coming episode. So thank you for tuning in. Dear Diary, it's December 21st, 2020, and guess what? Your girl has just put her five first starter locks in her hair. Oh my gosh, I cannot freaking wait. I've already parted my second row, and I'm about to get busy on the second row. I'm really excited. It's coming out very nicely. I'm back to tell y'all that I finished row two. Is this going to be a row by row update? It's really not. But, you know, just putting them in, I'm very excited. And oh my gosh, I can't even believe that I'm here. They're starting to look so good already. Just my little twist, which I love when I put two strand twists in my hair. But now it's with the intention that these bad boys are going to turn into some locks. So let me count how many I have. I have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So already I have 12 locks in my hair. And if I had to guesstimate how many I'm going to have, if I'm 12 here, I probably will have somewhere about 75 locks, 75 to 80 locks. We're going to see. That's my guesstimate. So I'll be back on to see at the end. I'm not going to do another row and come back on here. I promise y'all. But at the very, very end, I'm going to see how many locks I have in total. And then I'll let y'all know. And then I'm going to take a picture. And then for y'all that follow me on social media or would like to follow me on social media, go ahead to Elevated Sweets on Instagram. And I'm going to have my first picture of me and my starter locks, aka my two strand twist, and y'all gonna see how my process and my journey has begun. Oh my god, I'm so excited. It's looking good. Just two rows, y'all. I'm so pressed. Don't judge me. It's official, y'all. Your girl is locked up. I have my starter locks in. I started at 9 o'clock this morning on the 21st, and it is 2:45. I took several breaks to eat, to play with my cat and my dog, you know, just doing regular day shit, house shit. And 108 locks later, your girl has, you know, her little twists in here. So I'm really excited. Can't wait to start this journey and looking forward to the next, you know, I'm really committing to this for at least 10 years. At the very, very least. So we'll see what happens after 10 years. But shoot, this is a very cool start to my 10-year journey. So I'm really excited, y'all. Dear Diary, it's December 25th. Happy holidays. And can I tell you that locking your hair is for sure a process. So it's a learning process for starters. So as I'm continuing to do more and more research, I'm just thinking about things, even though I put a lot of thought into it ahead of time. What I realized is doing my hair myself, I actually didn't lock my hair clockwise. And it just is different doing on my hair versus someone else's. So I was like all up and through my hair trying to figure out what way did I actually twist my hair? Because at this point, it's been about a week or so. So I realized that I twisted my hair the wrong way. And I think in some sections, my hair was twisted completely wrong, if that makes sense. So like one side of my head, I needed to switch the way I was twisting in order to ensure that they were all being twisted in one direction. So yeah, your girl has, I'm over here like finishing up the last little bit, but I pretty much had to do a premature retwist because I want to make sure that before my hair locks and before I can't, you know, mess with it anymore, that I get it right as much as I can from the beginning. So I'm glad that I really caught this, like, you know, in the beginning, because if had I had waited and gone to get my hair retightened, oh my gosh, I'm sure either I would have just been like, what's going on with my hair, and just not really knowing what's happening. Or if I got it professionally done, the stylist probably would have been like, girl, which way did you twist your hair? Because no. Yeah, so I'm glad I caught this early. But nonetheless, I really am liking how the potential looks, you know, because it's not really locked yet. There's still baby locks, my little starter locks. But right now, the potential of where they're gonna be is like really cool. So I'm really excited over here finishing my last little retwist. And then I'm gonna have like maybe one more entry before I post this episode. So I'm really excited about that. Once again, if you've liked what you've heard so far and want to hear more as I continue with my lock journey, please subscribe to my podcast, Elevated Suites Radio presents Lock Diaries Edition. Follow me on Instagram at Elevated Suites. And there I'll be posting as many updates as I fucking feel like it. I'm not even going to promise that I post a lot, but I will tell you that part of my journey will be on there. And I have a couple of posts planned, so follow me, learn more, make sure that you're staying in tune and, you know, walking with me through this journey. Also, another part of my podcast that I'm looking for is those of my friends and colleagues, people that I know or really don't even know, but maybe associate with or connected with on social media. If you have locks and would like to share more about your journey and your story, I would definitely love to talk about it. One, to help me in my journey, because I'm definitely a person that's open and willing to learn and wanting to learn to make sure that I'm doing all that I can in the moments that I'm aware. But also, you know, for people to have a platform to really help other people who might not know, you know, how to maintain their locks, or, you know, might have been thinking about starting their lock journey, but maybe haven't, but just kind of compiling all of that into my Lock Diaries edition. So if you're hearing this and you're interested, please reach out to me in one of the social media platforms that I manage. Oh, my voice is cracking. But I would love to have you on the show, and I'm actually working on some care packages for my guests. So there is some incentive for coming on the show, and I'm trying to make it real special. So don't hesitate, you know, even if we've never talked before, reach out to your girl, because I would love to talk and learn more about your journey. Dear Diary, it's December 28th. We're almost done with 2020. Can you believe that shit? That's so crazy. So last night I went out and I went to Soul Sundays hosted by Encore ATX. Shout out to Brandon and Tiffany. And because I started my lock journey, I was enamored with the amount of people that walked past me that had locks. And I'm in awe because I'm at my starter lock phase. So I'm just at the very, very, very beginning of my journey. And I see people with full locks, with thin locks, long locks, short locks, even some that look like they are just past the starter lock phase. I felt like I saw a person in every part of the locking stage. And in my head, I'm just like, wow, this is so crazy. Like, I'm obsessed because all I see is people with locks. I want to walk up to them and talk to them and ask them questions. But once again, I said it's 2020, so we're still in the middle of this pandemic, okay? So I'm really not trying to be talking to that many people on top of the many people that I already had to talk to that night. But I saw some people with some beautiful locks, and I'm like, I wonder if mine are going to turn out similar, because we never want to compare our locks to anybody else's. Anybody who's listening, if you don't have locks, don't do it. People who already have locks already know. You don't need to compare your locks to anybody else's, because everybody's hair is different. But my thing is, I'm looking or thinking about people's hair texture, how many locks people have in their head, because the women, or there was this one lady, and thank God I don't know her, because hopefully she'll never ever hear this. Her locks were so thin, and I wanted to ask her so many questions, and low-key would have been rude, because I'm like, how do your locks look like that? Like, I want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing so my locks don't look like that. No shade to her. I just want to do better. But they were so thin, and they seemed to be the same size as me. But then I started thinking about the lock count. And I have just over 100 locks. And if I had to roughly guess how many locks she had, I would say she probably had somewhere about like 50. But they were still the same size. So that makes me think that like her hair texture, the follicles are probably smaller. Or like her hair texture is just different, is all I can say. That it didn't allow for her to have like a fuller look. So that's one thing that I'm kind of concerned about. I want to make sure my locks are full. I don't really like the thin look, if I'm being honest. So now, there was two young ladies' locks that I fell in love with, and I just wanted to go up to them too and ask them a million questions. Both of them had their hair or their locks dyed. So one was kind of like a blonde, like 27, if people know, are familiar with those numbers. And then the other lady, hers was more like a 30, so it was more like a brown blonde. And both of their locks were gorgeous. So the one with the brown blonde, it looked like her hair was more in the starter lock phase, but maybe like 6 months down the road, because her locks weren't entirely formed. They weren't mature like how mature locks are. But the other lady, like, her locks were mature. I could tell that they weren't that long, but she had it in this cute updo, and it just looked really good on her. So, shout out to all the people in Austin that have locks. Like, we holding it down out here. Like, I didn't count, and I should have counted, how many people walked past me with locks, but if I had to guess, it was at least 20 people that had gorgeous locks that walked past me. So, shout out to y'all. Like, I want y'all on my podcast. So if you're listening and you're hearing this, you're in Austin and you have locks, reach out to me, because I want you on my podcast. All them questions, I ain't walking up to nobody, okay? We in a pandemic, so we need to talk in a safe way. So if you're hearing this, you in Austin, you got locks, hit your girl up. Tess Angel, Elevated Suites on Instagram. Dear Diary, it's December 29th, and I want to dedicate this entry to my daily routine and the products that I've been using over the last week and a half of me having my starter locks. As I mentioned in the previous entry, I actually had to retwist my hair, my whole head again, because I realized that I had twisted it the wrong way, and I wasn't consistent in the way that I was twisting it. So I thought that I was, but you know, when you do it yourself, it's a little bit more difficult. So I just made sure I paid more attention to detail to make sure that all of my locks are in fact going in the same direction. So on a daily basis, when I shower, I do wet my hair. People tend to stray away from wetting their hair as their hair is locking, but I actually encourage it. And when I say wet the hair, I don't mean like stand under the shower head and make your whole head soaking, dripping wet. What I actually do is I kind of use the mist from, so I don't use the direct stream, I just use the mist from the stream and just let that kind of like mist my hair so it gets nice and damp. It's not wet, it's not dripping wet, but it if I touch it, it definitely has some, it's wet, it's not dry. And then when I get out of the shower, I actually spray it with some rose water. So we're gonna see how that combination works. You know, this is just the beginning phases of what I'm doing, so it might take a couple of different tries for me to figure out what I wanna do as far as like a daily routine. And then with oil, I oil my scalp every day with either jojoba oil, and then I got some cactus oil, which I just thought I'd try just because, you know, just trying new things out here at the end of 2020, just wanting to do different stuff. So I got some of that. So I alternate between the jojoba oil and the cactus oil. And then I also have a no itch spray that I spray on every day as well, which allows me to not scratch my head. So another thing, when you're at home, make sure your hair is wrapped up. Because if you keep playing with it and touching it like I have done and like people warn against, you just want to make sure that you're not playing in your hair, because I actually unraveled some of my twists by playing in it. So just let it do what it do. And when it's time for you to retighten, then that's when you can pay more attention to detail to each individual lock and make sure that it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. But on a day-to-day basis, when you're at home, if you're not, you know, showering, putting water on it, and if it's raining, go outside in the rain and let that rain, you know, grace them locks. You know what I'm saying? Like, get all of that moisturization in your life. But yeah, so that's just my couple of tips so far, things that I'm doing in my first week and a half to make sure that my locks lock in a way that I'm cool with. Like I mentioned before, I kind of saw some other people's locks, and I kind of think I know what was going on with that lady's locks that I didn't particularly like. And when I was thinking about it, people always say don't retighten your hair too much, and I think that she retightens her hair all the time, and it looks that way because it's so thin. And I'm like, with mine being so short, I feel like maybe we had a similar amount of locks, like number wise count, but hers was just like really thin, and I feel like mine's are a little bit more full even though they're shorter. But also they're twists, so they're not even mature locks yet, so I don't even really know what they're gonna look like. I'm just over here talking shit, but that's what I do, you know, that's what happens. But yeah, so I think she just retightened her hair a little bit too frequently, and it looks like her hair is thinning versus giving it that volume that some people be having. But anyways, I hope y'all are having a great start to the new year, because this first episode is going to drop in 2021. So I officially want to say Happy New Year to everybody that's listening. Thank you so much for tuning in today. My final words and positive affirmations that I want to leave you with today is elevate beyond imagination. Only you stand in the way of your success and being the best version of yourself. No one else has that power, so don't let them. Well, diary, it's been real. Thank you for being there for me and providing me with the opportunity to document and share my Locked Diaries journey. Until next time, sincerely yours, Taz Angel. Mwah!